Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field report. Crazy weather out there. When you're on the phone talking with a guy in Western Illinois who's planting beans from the cab of his tractor, you can hear the monitor beeping. The next call is someone from Iowa that has 4 inches of snow on the ground and it's still coming down. Getting several calls from growers wanting to start planting beans where field conditions are good. Now, many of these growers have purchased the early replant insurance, I guess you would say, which allows them to, here in Illinois anyway, right where we are, to start planting on March 21st. Insurance will pay them $75 if they have to replant, and the seed companies will give them full replant seed. Now, this lowers the financial risk considerably. What are the pros and cons of planting beans in March in central Illinois? Agronomically, there's no advantage based on our studies most years to planting beans in March versus, let's say, the 7th through the 15th of April. Beans planted in March typically won't emerge much different than those planted April 10th. The potential advantage comes if we're rained out of the field from April 10th, let's say, through the 20th, not allowing you to plant beans. If we dry out in late April after a rain spell like that, everyone wants to shift to corn, so we don't give up the yield in the corn. Another scenario would be if the April 10th, we have a green light for planting corn. The situation, do you want to plant beans or and get them out of the way now in case that would happen? That's a possibility that we could see one of those years where we can plant corn in a green light already, let's say by the 15th of April. Having the bean planting out of the way may be of value there. On the con side, chances of dealing with poor stands or having to replant are higher. Last year, the freeze on April 23rd took out some of our beans planted before April 12th. Some fields where the beans were all up, they got totally smoked. Others, it was just the low ground that got hit. Fields that got hit hard, it was kind of easy to manage those. We just replanted them. A number of fields were partially emerged. So the beans that were up got frosted off, and the ones that emerged later survived, and we had a lot of poor stand counts. Those are the tougher calls. Do we replant or not? Especially if you didn't have the early crop insurance. Now, this decision will be easier if you have the insurance and you're quicker to pull that replant trigger. Leaving poor stands becomes a weed management issue, especially if you're in the non-GMO beans. And that's what we saw last year, fighting some heavy weed pressure by the time we got to August. A couple of questions to think about as far as planting beans in March. Are you insured? Are the beans fully treated? Because they're going to spend 20 to 25 days in the ground, you need them fully treated. Are you a one planter operation, meaning that you're either planting beans or corn? You don't have the capacity or the equipment to plant both crops. Now, this makes getting bean planting out of the way more beneficial, so you can rock on the corn when it's time to plant corn. I also recommend to be sure everyone is on the same page. Landlords that have never planted beans in March may think you've lost your marbles. Our recommendation has always been to plant your fullest season beans first. Save your shorter season beans for planting in later into April. Beans in the ground 20, 25 days may need some help getting up when it does warm up. So be ready to pull out the hole and hit them earlier than later if they need help. We're rolling the dice, and everyone needs to accept that. If we get caught, we have to put on our big boy pants and deal with the situation. The research team's early planted beans are now up. They're in planter boxes in the windows here in the office. So I think they'll be all right if we have a frost. The guys are doing grow outs for herbicide carryover. We got 3 rounds of seed samples back as farmers are sending in the samples. Guys, I'm concerned. About 30% of the samples don't look good when it comes to saturated cold scores. Getting reports from different growers that some of their seed has been recalled. They're frustrated, especially if they can't get the same hybrid they started with. My advice is don't be frustrated with the seed company. They're doing their job. They're stopping you from planting poor quality seed that has drifted out of quality over time. Seed that tests at the low end is not the seed you plant early in cold soils. These hybrids need to be planted in the green light when they'll be out of the ground in 5 to 6 days. You guys putting starter in furrow? watch your severe pericarp damage. Seeds with high severe pericarp damage scores tend to lead to more starter burn issues. When it comes to corn stands, many issues are solved when we plant based on soil conditions, not the calendar or the fact that Easter is early or late. This year could be your highest yielding corn crop of your career. Let's not shoot ourselves in the foot before we start. To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.